I need to remind the people in the diaspora that investing in Zimbabwe helps the economy of this country. In turn, their relatives back here home will benefit from a sound economy, which they contribute to. If you look carefully, all the countries that have expatriates or people outside their terrains, they are actually helped a lot by those people who plow back home, whatever they earn outside the country. And the second thing is, all investments in this country are protected by the law. This proposal is being put across by Minister Chinamasa, who is only the Minister of Finance, but the laws and the constitution are protected by Minister Honorable Mnangagwa, who is the Minister of Justice. Therefore, there is no way they can expect that perhaps Minister Chinamasa can dupe them or do something like that. Besides, the Zimbabwean government is very faithful in terms of keeping the laws, especially in terms of investment. We abide, the Zimbabwean government, especially the ZANU-PF government, abides by those laws.
And now in terms of being given the right to vote, can you say these demands are really valid?
Proposal can be made to the Minister of Justice, Comrade Mnangagwa, who is the custodian of the laws of this country.